Our next speaker will speak just briefly, Janet Foner, who is facilitating the section on choices in mental health this weekend. If we're going to have alternatives to what the mental health system is offering, we need to create those, and Janet will be leading the brainstorming in that area. Janet is the person who introduced me to the mental health liberation movement, and so I consider her a very important and influential individual.
Hi, everybody. I just want to say a couple of words about what we're about at this meeting. And I guess people know that Mind Freedom is an unusual coalition in that we are led by psychiatric survivors, but we also encourage mental health workers and ordinary people, advocates, lawyers, et cetera, to become part of the mental health movement, the movement against forced treatment and for human rights. And basically, we kind of believe that psychiatric oppression affects everybody, so that everybody is going to be, you know, it doesn't just affect psychiatric survivors, but it affects everyone in that it affects our ability to have a free life. It makes us conform, or tries to make us conform, and therefore everybody is going to want to be part of our movement, because without liberty in this area, people have to go along with the status quo, or feel like they have to, or they get confused towards believing that. David Oakes and I co-founded this organization in 1990, and we had 13 groups at that historic meeting. There's now over 100 groups, as David was saying, and we intend to have lots more groups joining us, hundreds of thousands of people. That's our aim. We thought it was going to happen in 10 years, but it didn't. But we have a lot more than we started with. And we want to see that happen because we know that this is everybody's issue. And that's one of the reasons that we're all here at this conference, is we're trying to help this movement grow. And we are the catalyst. Everyone here is a person who can make that happen. And you and me together, and any of our friends that we can bring along, are the people that are making this change. It isn't going to be somebody who didn't come here. I mean, they'll join us later, but we are here tonight and the rest of this weekend to actually think about what we think is going to make a difference. It's not up to somebody else. It's actually up to us to figure that out, and we can do it. The reason I think we can do it is that the system is rigid. The mental health system is extremely rigid. It goes round and round in circles and makes the same stupid mistakes. The psychiatric drug companies, the corporations, they all do that stupid mistake syndrome, and you can pretty much predict what they're going to do, and they're going to do it over and over and over. But we have the ability to think around that. We can put our minds together and figure out what we think is going to make a difference. And everyone here counts in doing that. We can all count on each other to be able to think together about what's going to be different. David and I talked for every week for many, many weeks, and we're still doing that. But we started with virtually nothing, with us, you know, nothing in terms of financial support or or really an organization. We didn't even have a board when we started. And basically, I mean, we had a board that was David's local organization board, but we didn't have an international group of people working with us. And now we do. So we figured out how to build the coalition to this point, and now we're all together as a group going to move it to the next level. That's what we're here for. We want to make an active coalition that will be ready to take on not only the mental health system, but the forces that are making it go. By working on human rights, because that's really what it's about. And we're going to make the waves. We are going to get together and figure out how to continue to build this organization and how to build the larger movement. And eventually, my hunch is that we will build so many supportive networks and so many alternatives to the mental health system, so many ways of mutual support and people caring about each other, that the system will die out from lack of use. That's how I envision it. And our good thinking this weekend is going to be the catalyst and the movement forward towards that. Thank you.